Hey everyone, welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and if you're listening right now, chances are you've had a moment or two where your phone felt more like a lifeline than just a device. Maybe you caught yourself scrolling for hours on end, even though you had things to do. Or maybe you felt that little pang of anxiety when you were separated from it for too long. If this sounds familiar, then trust me, you're not alone. We're diving deep into the world of phone addiction today, because recognizing the signs is the first step towards reclaiming your time and your life. So, how do you know if your phone has gone from helpful sidekick to bossy overlord? Well, it's about paying attention to those little red flags, those subtle whispers that say, hey, maybe we have a problem here. Ever feel like you check your phone more out of habit than anything else? You reach for it automatically while waiting in line, even though there's nothing to see or do. Or maybe you find yourself constantly refreshing social media, just hoping for something new and exciting, even though deep down you know it's not really fulfilling you. You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and you can't resist the urge to grab it, even if you're in the middle of a conversation or enjoying a beautiful sunset. That's your phone whispering sweet nothings, trying to lure you back into its digital world. The truth is, our phones are designed to be addictive. They use clever tricks and algorithms to keep us hooked: notifications, endless scrolling, dopamine rushes with every like or comment. It's a constant battle for our attention. But here's the good news. We can win this battle. We have the power to break free from these digital chains and reclaim our lives. First things first, be honest with yourself. Are you spending more time on your phone than you'd like? Is it interfering with your relationships, your work, or your sleep? If the answer is yes, then it's time to take action. Set realistic goals for yourself. Maybe start by reducing your screen time by 30 minutes each day. Track your progress and celebrate your victories. Remember, every small step counts. Second, create phone-free zones in your life. Designate certain times and places where your phone is off limits during meals, while spending time with loved ones, or before bed. Think of it like carving out sacred space for yourself, a sanctuary from the constant digital noise. And trust me, your brain and your relationships will thank you for it. Third, find alternative activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Rediscover old hobbies, spend time in nature, read a good book, or connect with friends face to face. Remember those things that used to make you happy before you were glued to your phone? It's time to reconnect with them. Fourth, be mindful of how your phone makes you feel. If you find yourself feeling anxious, stressed, or envious after using it, take a step back. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions, limit your time on social media platforms, and remember that real life is happening outside the screen. It's not always perfect, but it's definitely more fulfilling. Finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. If you're struggling with phone addiction, talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. There are resources available to support you on your journey to reclaim your life and break free from the digital chains. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine yourself at a dinner party with friends. You're having a great time, laughing, catching up, truly connecting. But then, someone reaches for their phone, starts scrolling, and suddenly the energy shifts. The conversation lags, the smiles fade, and everyone feels a little disconnected. That's what happens when our phones become the focus instead of the people around us. Think about it: how often do you miss out on real-life experiences because you are too busy checking your phone? How many times have you let your phone interrupt important conversations or prevent you from fully enjoying a moment? So, remember, your phone is a tool, not your master. You can use it to connect with people, learn new things, and even have some fun. But don't let it control your life. Set boundaries, be mindful of your usage, and most importantly, don't forget to live in the real world. Take those small steps today: delete a few distracting apps, set screen time limits, or create a phone-free zone in your home. Every little bit counts. Share this episode with someone who might need to hear it, leave a review if you find it helpful, and join the conversation on social media using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. Let's break free from these digital chains together. Until next time, stay awesome and remember, your life is waiting for you outside that screen.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.